All right, I'm not hearing any, so there's always a chance to do so later, and I'll make a call after the net. So we are going to go to the Amron intelligence brief now. So stand by while I go over to that page. All right, so the Amron intelligence brief comes out on Mondays. This one is dated last Monday, August 4th, 2025. Precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is still 3. The first source is chinastrategy.org. Video teases new Chinese blackout bomb that can knock out enemy power stations. China's state broadcaster posted a video in late June featuring what appeared to be a new type of graphite bomb that it said could knock out enemy power stations and cause a, quote, complete loss of electricity across a targeted area. An animated video showed the weapon being launched from a land-based vehicle before ejecting 90 cylinder-shaped submunitions. These canisters bounced upon impact before detonating midair, dispersing fine, chemically treated carbon filaments designed to short-circuit high-voltage power infrastructure. The weapon aims to disrupt enemy command and control systems by triggering widespread electrical outages over an area of at least 10,000 square meters, which is 107,639 square feet, according to the channel. The video broadcaster referred to the weapon as a mysterious type of domestically made missile. It remains unclear which stage of development it has reached or if it has been deployed by the Chinese military. The next source is TWZ.com. Cartel members fought in Ukraine to learn FPV drone skills. Obtaining hands-on experience in how to employ FPV drones as weapons in Ukraine could radically speed up the learning curve for Mexican cartels. The next source is MSN.com. DHS official warned Mexican cartels will begin using drones to conduct attacks at the border. A top official at the Department of Homeland Security said it's a matter of time before Mexican cartels begin using drones to carry out attacks at the southern border. It's just a matter of time until Americans or law enforcement agents are targeted, said Stephen Wilofsky, deputy director for DHS's counter UAS program. That is the end of the brief for last Monday. As a personal reminder, we're in fire season here. As always, be prepared for heat-related illnesses. Check on loved ones and neighbors who may need help. It's always a good idea to make sure you are signed up for emergency alerts in your area and listen to local radio for more fire or grid down news as it happens. If you want to sign up for your wellness checks or for alerts, please visit rvem.org. That's rvem.org. If you have a smart device, you can download also the Watch Duty app to do fires. That is to monitor fires and what's happening. They're usually pretty on it, especially if you pay for the app and do their upgraded service. Anyhow, want to thank you all. That is it for the intelligence brief. Let me go back to the script page. Stand by. All right, we're going to move on to the Channel 3 project. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 p.m., and the Greater Grants Pass area is at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC nets, right around 7 p.m. All other Channel 3 checks take place right now. There are several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Camera 644, Gym 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight to see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down for yourself. You can report to me if you'd like, but these are the people that you can ask for help in emergencies or give help to. They're in your communities. You can reach out to them radio to radio. All right. As a reminder, the ham simplex on this frequency for you ham licensed people is 146.420. I'll be standing by for any Channel 3 project numbers or questions or discussions. And God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Now I'll call Roger 746 for the radio check-ins. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, this is WRKJ746, Roger. We're going to start out with the GMRS-3, then go to MERS-3, then 146-420 for the ham operators. So everybody switch to GMRS-3.
All right, everybody, this is Kimber, WRKV487. I'll be standing by, but I'm going to participate in my radio checks, and then I'll close the net. So this is a directed net. Please hold any traffic unless net control station calls for it, or if you have a question, reach out, and then we'll close the net afterwards for any free discussion. So, all right, if you want to do Channel 3, please get off the repeaters and go to FRS GMRS Channel 3 right now.